KX93.5, I'm Tyler Russell, and we welcome you back to City Chats. It's our new weekly segment where we chat about a new city department with some city officials, and we're really privileged to be joined today by Kai Bond and Kevin Snow, the Marine Safety Captain and Chief of Marine Safety for Laguna Beach and its lifeguard program. Hi, guys. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for joining us on our new segment. And I'm interested in hearing about this. We don't talk much about lifeguarding or its history on this radio station. I understand that this is the 90th year of lifeguarding in Laguna.
Correct.
Yeah.
First of all, thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
We're happy to be here. Yes, this year is the 90th year of lifeguarding in Laguna Beach. We were formally recognized by the city council as a department back in 1929. And 20 years prior to that, at least, there was volunteer lifeguarding going on within the city with some of the Orange County patrols and some of the local residents that band together to provide some rescue activity.
Yeah. So when did it become formalized, or how did it become formalized into a program 90 years ago? Do you know?
By proclamation by the city council.
Okay. Was there an event or something that occurred where they were like, you know what, we need this to be an official department?
Yes. Well, all throughout Orange County and most of the coastal cities, even in Southern California, were having incidents where they're having mass amounts of drownings on busy weekend days.
Yeah.
And the city knew that they needed to formally create a department to prevent some of that activity.
Yeah.
They had a program early on where they actually had, prior to the creation of the department, they hired one of the ambulance companies to actually swing by and pick up lifeguards from Main Beach and drive them out to where the calls were.
Hmm.
So it was very rudimentary, but a lot of the emergency services were like that in the early days.
Yeah.
And then it's developed formally and professionally since then.
Now, you two guys, Kai and Kevin, you seem like longtime Laguna dudes. I'm judging by some of the music you're picking, which is truly like local, born and bred stuff. So how long have you guys been in Laguna and been a part of the lifeguard program? How'd you get into it?
So I'll go first. I actually grew up in Newport, but my parents were divorced, so I did a split time between Newport and Laguna. I was spending summers here and I had a chance to try out to be a lifeguard. I swam, played water polo and that sort of stuff, which is the normal path for a lot of, and surfing for lifeguards. And, I tried out here and I loved it. I already enjoyed, being in town. I had some friends already. And I ended up eventually moving to Laguna, because I enjoyed it here so much.
Yeah. Kai?
Yeah. And I grew up in Laguna Beach. I was born and raised here. Begin my lifeguard career as a junior lifeguard at 8 years old. And then I just absolutely had to, at 16 years old, become a tower lifeguard. And ever since then, I've, continued my passion for public safety and service. And now I'm the Marine Safety Captain and feel very fortunate that I'm in the position that I'm in today.
Do you miss being on the tower?
I get some opportunity to be out in the field with the tower lifeguards. There's definitely parts of it I miss, but I really enjoy the challenge of being the Marine Safety Captain for our city.
Yeah. Could you touch on junior lifeguards and kind of the programs we have for kids and teens to be involved as a lifeguard and then eventually maybe grow into a real position like you did?
Sure. So the junior lifeguard program is for kids between 8 and 15 years old. And it just emphasizes ocean safety, rescue techniques, and it basically, fosters courtesy and respect and a great understanding of the ocean. It's a wonderful opportunity for kids to start off in a great position to have a lifelong love or relationship with the water. And it's something that I grew up in, and I absolutely love it. The program runs every summer. Generally, we have quite a few kids in there. The numbers range from 400 to 500 kids each year. And like I said, a plug for junior lifeguards, get your kids down to the pool, have them do that swim, and make sure you sign up online, because our program is fantastic.
I understand it's not for the faint of heart. Like, it's pretty challenging. So how should a kid be prepared to participate in it?
Well, there's all sorts of levels kids that come in as a junior lifeguard. So we have experience with working with everyone that could be considered a true novice to the more advanced kid that has grown up in Laguna Beach and been in the surf line their entire life. So we have something for everyone. We do, however, have a swim that they're required to do prior to entering our program. And those times are listed on the city website. They have to go up to the pool and swim 4 laps.
Gotcha.
It's different for different ages, but it's something that we have to do as a requirement in order for them to enter the program.
Understood. Again, Kai Bond and Kevin Snow, Marine Safety Captain and Chief of Marine Safety for City of Laguna Beach, on our City Chats program today on KX93.5. We've got a lot more to talk about, but I want to jump into a song if you don't mind, Kevin. So they're all kind of ocean or Laguna themed. So could you chat about our first song, B-52's Rock Lobster?
Well, how could you not have B-52's Rock Lobster when you're talking about lifeguards? It's all about the beach. And that's what Laguna Beach on the beach is all about, the beach. I have enjoyed the song when I went back in the 80s when it came out, and I still enjoy it today.
We were at the beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. It wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster.
All right, again, Rock Lobster B-52s on our segment City Chats with Kai Bond and Kevin Snow talking about marine safety and the lifeguarding program in Laguna Beach. Thanks for that pick, man. That was awesome. Way to go, Rock Lobster. So there's been a lot of changes over the past 10 years to beach going and tourism in Laguna, and people are really feeling the pressure, I'd say, the last few years, especially of how popular our beaches have become. They always have been, but, you know, especially now. So what would you say has been some of the trends or changes in the way you've seen people consume our beaches?
Well, what we try to do as the lifeguard department in Laguna Beach is we try to create an atmosphere that people can enjoy themselves at the beach, even though we do have increased visitorship. Between our city ordinances, our aggressive preventative lifeguarding, we set the stage. And so there's a standard of conduct that we put out to the community and to the public. If you want to come and visit Laguna Beaches, you know, we are going to enforce our ordinances, everything from our surfing ordinances to drinking to drones. And those values are instilled early on in our trainees, our rookie lifeguards, ones and twos. And I think it reflects when you're down at the beach, people are at the beach to enjoy themselves, have a safe and enjoyable day. And we attract the type of people that want to have the same type of experience.
Yeah. So I guess in a nutshell, do you feel that the rules that we have on the beach bring the right kind of tourist? I mean, that's really kind of a rude way to put it, but you know what I'm getting at?
Well, whether or not it attracts the right kind of tourist, our ability to enforce our ordinances from the tower lifeguard all the way through the police department, if necessary, right, I think provides that experience or that atmosphere that people want to enjoy.
Yeah.
99.9% of the people come to the beach to do just exactly as I said. They come to recreate, have a safe, relaxing day on the beach, and it's our job to provide that experience.
Gotcha. Summer's on the way. We're only a couple months away from like our full tourist season. So what is your department doing to prepare for that right now?
Well, we just finished our Rookie Lifeguard Academy, which was a great success. We started off with close to 150 candidates. We had 50 people pass all the physical training. And we took, I believe, 45 into the Rookie Lifeguard Academy. We just graduated that academy about 2 weeks ago. It's highly competitive. Everything is scored. And we hire on the off the list as they place in the academy, which encourages them to work hard throughout the entire process. We have some really great candidates. We have a broad spectrum of candidates. We have we were fortunate. We had a lot of local applications this year. But we attract people from all around, and they will be continuing their education as lifeguard ones on Main Beach for 10 full weeks, and then go back to that training again before they make it out to the outside beaches.
Yeah,
and we had great recruitment and a great academy this year, so we've got some great stars to come.
With the increased crowds we've had the past few years, are there specific things you're seeing that are becoming more of a problem or more of a hazard or a danger that you want to, like, you maybe set a warning to the people about?
Well, what we always like people to do is when they come to the beach to, number one, swim near a lifeguard, swim by an open lifeguard tower. And if they have questions prior to coming to the beach, they can reach out to us either by going and checking our website, or they can contact us at our information number or our weather number, which are available on our website as well. But the number one rule that I always tell everybody is to know your limitations. So if you have not been surfing a lot lately, you know, don't wait for the biggest day. If you haven't scuba dove for 10 years, don't take a refresher course. Beyond what your current capabilities are. Everybody remembers where they were at on that one day at that one time when they were able to do these certain things. And you have to respect your own body and the different days for different activities. So yeah, Know your limitations, pick your place and time.
Right on. Again, that's Kevin Snow. And we've also got Kai Bond in studio talking about marine safety in Laguna on City Chats. We're going to go to your next song, which is a true, like, rare find. You even have the hand-pressed vinyl of this band with you, and it's El Camino Skin Diver. So tell us about that choice, you guys.
Well, I picked that choice because, first of all, that's a Laguna-centric band, and the music is great, but just memories. I mean, I brought in songs that have provided me memories of Laguna. This band was always available for, you know, lifeguard events, fundraisers, social events, and they played, you know, around town for quite some time, and And this Skin Diver song just kind of brings up the lifeguard component and, you know, makes me feel it's funny and it's just fun.
Right, again, that's Skin Diver, El Camino's truly a legendary Laguna band, and we're in studio with Kai Bond and Kevin Snow talking about marine safety here in Laguna Beach on our segment City Chats. Kai, if you don't mind, I wanted to talk to you if you could cite a specific, maybe there's a couple incidences from last summer that you're especially proud of that your lifeguards achieved, a couple things that happened where, you know, you maybe saved a life or stopped a dangerous situation or something like that.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to pick out one incident. I think overall our department in force between our lifeguard ones, our lifeguard twos, our marine safety officers, we're able to protect our beaches on a consistent basis and provide that high quality service to the community. And truly our community deserves it. It's not one specific thing, but I can tell you that statistically last year we had 5,300 rescues.
Wow.
This last year. So to pick one of those rescues, sure, out would be incredibly difficult, but just as a whole, I feel our department provides that top quality service, yeah, that the community deserves.
In addition to being a very strong swimmer, what other attributes does a really talented lifeguard need to have?
We look for the overall package in a person. It's not necessarily the fastest swimmer, or the smartest person. We look for somebody that's incredibly well-rounded, somebody that is a good person in the water, an incredible student, somebody that can perform in high-stress situations, somebody that communicates well with the public. We look for all of those things because it's necessary for a good ocean lifeguard.
Yeah.
They have to be able to hit the mark on all of those components. And it's important for us because I believe that we're putting our stamp of a great lifeguard, which what we do in Laguna Beach, on these individuals that are going and representing our department in the tower.
Yeah.
So it's very important for us to put that high quality employee out there, and they have to hit all those marks.
But how many rookies just want a really great tan? A few, right?
Some get it regardless of whether they want it or not.
We try to prevent that these days.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, again, Kevin Snow and Kai Bond in studio for City Chats talking about marine safety. Is there any other things we left out? Any tips, any advice, anything you want to say about this upcoming summer or otherwise?
Well, I just wanted to remind everybody that the entire city is a marine protected area. So part of our job also is marine protection. One of our marine safety officers is assigned full time to marine protection. And it's been a good thing for the city, for most people. I mean, there's a few people that felt that the ability not to fish was going to create some problems. But overall, the majority of the community supports it. But we still see people occasionally taking shells, and just a reminder: the whole city is a marine protected area. Number two, back to my safety tip, swim near a lifeguard. The lifeguards are there to help, and they're not only there to rescue people. They're there to help people understand what's happening at that beach at that particular moment. So check in with the lifeguards. Also, that plug for junior lifeguards that Kai put out, it's a real deal. My kids went through the program. They really enjoyed it. It gives me as a parent peace of mind that when my kids are off with their friends at the beach that they have had some structural education related to the do's and don'ts. It also breaks down the barriers between some people look at lifeguards as authority figures and that they're not approachable. It helps everybody realize that we are 100% approachable. Also just put out to the community, we really appreciate their support. We're very well supported within the community. The residents generally support our activities. We know they're not making any more Laguna Beach. We have surfing ordinances that are in effect in the summer, and we don't have, although we do have all day surfing, which makes it very nice. We don't have some of the battles that some of our neighboring cities have, with people routinely violating the regulations. So I just want to thank the community for all their support and make sure that everybody understands that we really do you feel privileged to be entrusted with what I believe is one of the city's biggest resources, which is the city's beaches. And we take our jobs very seriously. And we're always available for comment or if somebody would like to provide us feedback on something that we could do better. We're very open to that.
Awesome. Very well said. Thank you guys for shedding some light on a program that we probably don't talk about enough on this radio station, and one that perhaps goes unrecognized or unhonored for all the great work you do in Laguna. And just thank you from behalf of the community for what you guys do. Really grateful. We're going to play one more song. You wanted to end with The Dam. So why don't you introduce that one and we'll call it a day.
Well, every good activity related to music on a radio station, and when you're closing out, you know, how can you not have The Dam smash it up? I mean, that basically leaves you ready, you know, for the next thing you're going to do. So I just remember this being a closing song at many events, and I think it's appropriate for the start of summer. Let's have a great summer.
Kevin, you're hired. Good job. Kevin Snow, Kai Bond, City Chats here on KX93.5.
copy, nibble to death by an acopy, 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 nibble to death by